In 457 BC, the same year that the Athenians were winning stunning victories in Boeotia, the property qualifications that were necessary to hold the position of councilman on the council, the Council of 500, the boule, which acted as the committee for the assembly, that was dropped. Previously, you had to have at least hoplite status. Now, thetes could sit on the council. Furthermore, the board of nine archons, which originally were elected officials and originally were the primary officials of the Athenian state in the aristocratic era and had become a board chosen by lot, that too had had property restrictions. Those restrictions were also dropped at about the same time. That meant any Athenian over the age of 30, whatever his position in society, could hold virtually anything that constituted an office or a position of trust. And many Athenians of the Thetic class did indeed serve in the boule. Others are known to have been on the Board of Nine Archons. And the Board of Nine Archons, if you served on the Board of Nine Archons, you automatically went into the Areopagus, which was that old council of the state, which still held various important judicial powers. And so the aristocratic quality of the older sections of the Athenian constitution over the next 10 or 15 years was diluted, as Athenians of all classes and background could hold positions in these offices. How much it changed the daily running of the Athenian government is hard to say. Probably a lot less than most aristocrats had feared, because these institutions were revered by the Athenians. And in my opinion, the Athenian assembly had a great deal of experience by the time these positions were opened up. And so I don't think it was nearly as disruptive as some might think. There were other important reforms that were put in by Pericles. One of these was the transfer of the powers of dokimasia and euthenai from the Areopagus to the popular courts. And let's back up for a moment on the courts in Athens, because the courts function very much as the guardians of the democracy. And whenever there was an oligarchic coup or an effort by the conservatives to restrict or dismantle the democracy, the first thing they went after were the popular courts, even more so than the assemblies. The popular courts go back to the time of Solon. Every year, the Athenian population, the adult male citizens, registered for jury service. This was voluntary. 6,000 men were required each year. These men were registered for the year, and they were on call whenever trials came up. Now, initially, these courts are popular courts, as they're known, dicasteria, or panels. They were drawn up as appropriate to the case. And you did not know, if you were an Athenian, whether you would serve on a jury or not that morning. There was a very elaborate machine, it's been reconstructed, which would determine who would be selected for a jury, a particular jury, that morning. And the Athenians got large juries, as many as 100, or in the trial of Socrates, there were 500 jurors, or 501 jurors, who were selected that day to hear the case. You couldn't bribe that many jurors on such short notice. Many members of the jury were, of course, of the Thetic class, and therefore of the lowest classes. Usually older men preferred the service. And Pericles introduced a minimum pay of 2 obols, that is 1/3 of a drachma a day when you're having jury service. And so jury service was closely tied to the democracy. But these were juries of appeal. These were not juries of first instance. The courts of first instance still remained as the courts of magistrates and the Areopagus. Well, now, shortly after Pericles took power, somewhere between 461 and 460 BC, the powers to supervise magistrates and councilmen and liturgists, those are people who assume public services at the behest of the Athenian people, all of these people now had to go through a competence test and render their accounts not to the old aristocratic council, but to the popular juries, in effect, the assembly. And henceforth, the Athenians hold to account evermore elected officials, counselors, men trusted with public monies. And that means going before popular juries, which are drawn up on the spot and will investigate any sort of issue or irregularity with your accounts. Even Pericles was put through this scrutiny. And in 430 BC, he is relieved of command. He's stripped of his office in an accounting, probably engineered because they're angry at his strategy not working. But nonetheless, even Pericles was not exempt from this. This was an extremely important reform. It was one that offended most aristocrats in the Greek world who felt that they had the right to rule and often considered themselves the kaloi kakathoi, that is, the good and the beautiful. And one of the critiques of the old oligarch is repeatedly, why do the Athenians entrust to the lowest classes the rights to supervise magistrates and counselors? These should be men who are of great birth. There should be no question they have the right to rule.